Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. Remember in your prayers, and I don't know that I need to tell you this because you're good at praying. So remember what's going on in this nation and across the globe. Not just the pandemic, not just the war that's been declared against Ukraine. And now the United States. But remember yourself, not in a selfish way, but that you need to have courage. You know, we like to say, well, I'm not equipped to do that. And I'll tell you what, and you probably know if you've been listening for a long time, I wasn't ready to do this solo. My mentor was trying to get me ready for that, but then he left me. He left this world. And I was thrown into it. And I've come a long way, baby. And I always feel like I've got a long way to go yet because I've got a lot to learn. But the difference between me and the other talk show hosts is I am you. I am who you are. I'm a mother, grandmother, great-grandmother. Sometimes I have to admit that. And a neighbor, a sister. I'm exactly who you are. All the things that you experience, I experience. Or did. If you're young, raising your children, we could swap some stories. One day you will laugh at some of them. But that's the difference in me. When I say we're in this together, by golly, we are in this together. I never got a paycheck to miss a paycheck. We are in this together. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, oh, Heavenly Father, we bow before you as a body of believers across this great nation with much concerns and weights on our shoulders that we need to learn to just give them to you, Heavenly Father. Just give them to you and get in your word and follow your word, and to obey your laws, to live righteous lives as best we can. Father, we are concerned about the people in Ukraine. They are being attacked by evil, just pure and simple evil and greed, a madman. But others in the world, they're doing some to help them, but almost as little as possible. Because we don't want to start a big World War III. These people, their homes are being bombed, their apartment complexes. It's not attacking military facilities on just that. They're going after them, Father. I pray that you'll keep Zelensky and his family safe. Put your hedge of protection around them. Father, I pray that you will remove the enemies, confuse the enemies, and may those who are fighting for Russia in a skeptical way, may they wake up and walk away from the fight. Father, may your people be encouraged by your word and your love and your grace and your mercy, and you have already equipped us. We just haven't figured it out yet. May we be bold as we speak out. May we be bold as we try to help others, even just in our own neighborhoods, because things are going to get tough if it keeps going the way it is. And unless you intervene and stop it now, it looks like we have a road ahead of us. But all things are possible. And I know, Father, that you see and hear and know every single thing that's going on. You hear our prayers and you will answer our prayers. But we must also pray, thy will be done, just as Jesus did as he was facing that cross. Thy will be done. Give us wisdom. Give us courage. Give us boldness. May we seek your word and have the guidance that you have already provided for us. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we begin, let's talk about jobs. Now, this is a funny, so we're going to be light here just a little bit. On job qualifications. And a friend sent this to me this morning. Lemon pickers needed in Florida. Only U.S. citizens or legal immigrants need apply. So Ms. Sally Mulligan of Coral Springs, Florida, she read this and decided to apply for one of the jobs that most Americans are not willing to do. She submitted her application for a job in Florida in the Lemon Grove, but seemed far too qualified for the job. She was a liberal arts degree. She had a liberal arts degree from the University of Michigan and a master's degree from the Michigan State University. For a number of years, she had worked as a social worker and also as a school teacher. The foreman, he studied her application and he kind of frowned and he said, I see that you are well educated and have an impressive resume. However, I have to ask you, have you had any actual experience in picking lemons? Well, as a matter of fact, I have, she said. I've been divorced 3 times. I own 2 Chryslers, voted twice for Obama and once for Hillary, and most recently for Biden. She started her work yesterday. I thought it was kind of funny, and since, Biden has added so many jobs to the workforce here in the last year, I thought it was kind of funny. So yesterday we started with the lyrics of the song, On With The Show, This Is It. So on with the show, the lights went down. He took the stage, living line by line. Teleprompter helped. And he read just what to say. But I never know how it's gonna end. A comedy, tragedy, or a mystery. I'll play the fool, and I'll play the king. Tonight, I'll play them all. That's a little play on words there, as far as I'm concerned. And so the big show was. It was a stage propaganda for all to see. Yes, there was some comedy. The mystery is the utopia mentality and how this administration believes the American people are ignorant, blind, and gullible. While there are Americans who will vote Democrat just because, and there are citizens here that will vote Republicans just because, things are getting so bad on every level in this nation that many Americans are saying, wait a minute, that's right. As we begin looking through some of what was said or promised last evening by the president, and by the way, I thought he did a decent job of teleprompt reading. He went off script a couple of times and lost his way. He mixed up Afghanistan with Iraq, but he brought it back. And his vice president was seen mouthing the words, the correct words, a few times to help him out. Pelosi mostly had her lips pursed shut. I can only assume it was to keep her teeth in place. We know she was perfectly satisfied with the lies of the evening. She didn't even attempt to rip up the speech. I took 5 pages of notes. I'm a terrible note taker, but I'm the one reading them, so they are mine. I decided we will start the speech from the end and work our way to the beginning. I know it's a spoiler alert, but that's a huge no-no, but you gotta bear with me. And Daniel will join us in the second half of the show. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is IMMUNO150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224. 2224.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This just happened before we went on the air, so I do not have any details on it yet. You probably have more than I do if you have your telly on or the radio on or whatever. But at 9:47, this came in. Russia just declared cyber war on the United States. Folks, this is getting out of hand, and I'm going to tell you what I think, and it's Beth's opinion. From out here in the country and looking out the windows and seeing what's happening around the world, that was kind of a play on words there, looking out the windows. This isn't an accident. You know, Melody Cederstrom always said, and she was supposed to be on today, but she had something come up. She said, everything's okay. I just had something come up. I can't be on the air. And, but this isn't by accident. It's not by accident. All right, let's get back to this. And like I said, Daniel is going to join us after he's done with his morning interview on Maria Bartiromova. But don't be running off and turning that on to watch him instead of listening to me right now, okay? You can always tape it or play it later. So on with the show. The President of the United States gave us good news that, this was starting backwards, the State of the Union is strong because the American people are strong. Not because our leadership is. We should have immediate relief, those words after all. There's a looming World War III, and that's even more true now than it was when I typed this out in my monologue this morning. There's inflation out our wazoo, and shelves are empty. The price of the pump are like the beautiful balloon. Up, up, and away. But be assured and pay no attention to reality, because the Democrats have a utopia to share with us. Promises to fix things one by one, which meant more legislation, more government control, and less freedom and independence of we the people. The Dems mention the word freedom when it suits them. I wonder, he said freedom a couple of times last night. Do you reckon the mainstream media went, oh my gosh, he's a Nazi? But seldom do they really talk about independence. So, spoiler alert, all is wonderful in the United States. But we might need to tighten your belts and cut back on our food and our spending. So, going backwards, I took notes. How he's more optimistic now than he has ever been in his entire political career. Okay. He wants us to save, you got it, the democracy. Now is the hour, he said. Now is the hour. He wants to... He says that they beat the epidemic. We must beat the opioid. I can read my own notes. Epidemic. Mental health services. They want to add those. Government sponsored. Veterans support for the veterans. Again, we should be taking care of our veterans, but it's not in the way that he wants to. And of course, the promise he ran on during his election when he was hiding in the, if he wasn't speaking to a group of people standing in hula hoops, he was in his basement. He will end cancer. Well, my folks, my friends, the only way they're going to end cancer is by losing money. Now, I've experienced cancer. And it's not fun. But they're all about the treatment more so than the cure. My doctors have been more about the cure right now, but they still take the old conventional treatments. He went to abortion. And he's pushing, you know, there's something about the Democrats that they just have, they're obsessed with killing unborn children. They even came out a few weeks ago, several weeks ago, saying that the heartbeat of the fetus isn't really a heartbeat. Well, what is it if it's not a heartbeat? But he thinks we need to protect this, and we need to protect the LGBTQ people, and we need to understand women need health care, meaning abortion. Abortion is not health care. Abortion is not a contraceptive. Abortion is a procedure, a surgical medical procedure that ends a life. And the life, and another life is at risk when it's done. You're always at risk. No matter how minor the surgery is, you're always at some sort of risk. But they just can't help it. And the one that was just hilarious was secure the borders and immigration system. So what they want to do is redo the immigration laws, which those laws came from Congress, and if they wanted to redo them, they could have redone them a long, 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 long time ago. But they didn't. Secure the borders. About that time, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Laura Boebert, the gun-toting Republican representative, stood up and tried to get a chant going. They were unsuccessful because, you know, the Rhino Republicans aren't going to join them. Build that wall! Build the wall! But no, he doesn't want to build a wall. He wants to use scanners, technology, probably drones, because cartel ain't going to shoot them out of the air, and more judges right there on the border ready to take these people and talk to them. And then he had other things. But no wall. No wall. That's just cruel. That's just mean. No, Walt. That's racist. All right, going backwards. What else did he talk about? Okay, and he gave an accolade to Justice Breyer that's going to be retiring, and he was overwhelmed by all the clapping, and he stood, and he just went, oh. And, of course, he patted himself on the back, meaning the president, for the new justice that he has nominated. And I'm just going to say Ms. Brown because I don't remember the rest of her name. I should have written it down. He went on to talk about voting rights and how these states are trying to suppress the vote. If you have to be recognized, if you have to have an ID, that's suppressing the vote, really. Everybody has an ID. So how is that suppressing the vote? It's not. Oh, and he said, don't defund the police, but we must fund the police. And, of course, have more gun control. This is the same people, not so long ago, but they don't think you remember. They don't think you have a brain to think for yourself. And they don't think you understand that they were the ones chanting to defund the police. The police are the bad guys. Vaccinating the world, that's how we're going to control this pandemic. We must take the lead as the United States to vaccinate the entire world. Man, Pfizer is going, money, 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 because they're getting all kinds. Congress is going to need to do that. Were they going to legislate for the world? Prepare for the new variant with new vaccines. This is how he's going to fight the epidemic. The pandemic, antiviral treatments. And guess who's going to be making those pills? Pfizer. There they go, getting richer and richer and richer. But it's free to you. You don't have to pay to have your testing. You don't have to pay to have your shot. You think you ain't paying for that? You better think again. You better think again. Oh, but they put on quite the show last night. The only one wearing a mask in the room was the one who was most vulnerable in a wheelchair. They were all mask-free. Oh, but they couldn't come in unless they had proof that they didn't have COVID. They had to have a COVID test. So there was a few of our senators and representatives said, I'm not sick and I'm not getting a test. This pandemic has been absolutely nuts. And very, 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 very slight moment did he talk about the four meat packers. They basically, he didn't say it, they basically have a monopoly. But you know, we have the packer and yard, the stockyards and packers deal that they have never, ever, ever, ever implemented that would eliminate that right away. Oh, and yes, we must raise the minimum wage to $15. Confirm the federal nominees that he has waiting to come in. Watchdogs of the criminals, the pandemic. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. That's 800-218-6440.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We don't have Daniel just yet. I hope he remembers to call in. He and I talked a little bit last night through text. We texted a little bit. And he does have a busy morning. I told him I've been so proud of him. I've watched him on these shows. You know, all of a sudden, something Daniel's been talking about for years now, everybody's talking about it. American energy is important. So let's continue going backwards. He's talking about, Rudy's laughing at me. We're going backwards through the speech. The cost of child care. You should only have to pay 7% of that. Again, the government's going to pay for your child care. No independence with your children. Fix the tax. Corporations and the wealthy need to pay their fair share. They're always saying that. He claimed that the previous administration was kind to the wealthy and the corporations, and the American people paid it all. Corporations will never pay tax because they pass it on to you. And they're looking into, are you ready for this? A global tax rate. These are globalists. They're not Americans. They don't care about you. You understand that? You're no bet. You mean nothing more to them than these poor Ukrainians getting bombed over there. They don't care. They pretend like they care, but they don't care.
climate change tax credits. That's what we can do to help the climate. So if you want better windows, better doors, better insulation, the government is here to help you. Maybe you want to put solar panels up. So your neighbor is going to pay for you to put solar panels up because it's going to be a tax credit. Now, they did this years ago, and I will say that we took advantage of it. But it was only for a certain period of time, so you had to hurry up. We were just starting to add on to our house. We needed all new windows. The windows were really, really bad. And we bought these windows, and we told them, well, we're not going to need them until, like, spring. And this was in the fall. Oh, that's no problem. We can keep them. Then they called and told us we had to take them, so we had to rent a storage place and get them put away. But this isn't going to fix the climate. This isn't going to fix anything. This gives people money. People get paid for this. And not just the American people who are getting the tax credit. Break. Build Back Better America. Inflation. Most Americans support it. But the cost and the price of prescription drugs goes up, 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 up. All right. I have just been informed by my producer and Rudy, who's passing notes in class, that Daniel Turner is with us. Daniel, my busy, busy friend. How are you doing?
No, he's still on the other show.
Oh, he's still on the other show.
I'm sorry.
You better be more. I just saw Daniel. I thought, oh, Daniel's here. Okay, Daniel's
still
not here.
The other show.
So we will continue to work our way forward in a backward motion through this speech. All right, going on. I know, I'm probably confusing everybody. He was talking about jobs. Now, if I was doing my job diligently here, we'd be going through some of this stuff that I had read this morning on all of this. But in the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, they were giving a 10 check on all the things that he was claiming last night. The state of the economy and the job market. The future of manufacturing jobs. And they stated here that, you know, he kept saying lower the cost, lower the cost. But Biden didn't shy away from touting his accomplishments on the economy and the job market as the nation began to emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, in fact, our economy created over 6.5 million new jobs just last year. More jobs created in 1 year than ever before in the history of America, said Biden. Our economy grew at a rate of 5.7% last year and the strongest growth nearly in 40 years. Oh, my gosh. He is like Hercules doing everything. The U.S. economy indeed added 6.5 million jobs in the year that Biden had been president. But this increase came in the wake of a wide-scale shutdown of American economy during the pandemic. A total number of jobs is far below what it was under President Donald Trump in 2020 when the U.S. lost 9.5 million jobs. Worse, the U.S. currently faces a serious labor shortage with a near record of 11 million job openings. Currently, job openings are at 10.9 million and 40% above the pre-pandemic record. Now, it doesn't take a genius. As the American people go to the store or go anywhere that they want to get served, whether it be a restaurant, whether it be a store, whatever the case may be, maybe it's Staples. We had a little trouble there. She probably shouldn't say that out loud, but other places are no different. They're shorthanded. They can't get people to come to work. So this is just a blatant lie and just, you know, put some flowers out there and put some flowers in your hair and be happy. Future manufacturing jobs. Oh, Biden was claiming that he got these General Motors, the Ford and the General Motors to come back and created 11,000 and 4,000 jobs, respectively. But according to the Heritage Foundation, their scholars, backed with data. You know, that's why they don't want you to see the data on the pandemic. But from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, about 179,000 more Americans were employed in manufacturing in 2021 than the previous year. It's not good, folks. It's just not good what's going on. And they just keep lying to you. Now, we already mentioned his American Rescue Plan. That's, you know, he wants to spend more money. And that's where he was claiming that the previous administration benefited the top 1% of the Americans. You know, the Democrats love that. They just love to say that all the time. They love to say that. Well, he started out bragging, too. You know, wow, you know, I put, he's bragging. Because Trump only helped the upper class, and he's going to do it all. And he's going to do all this infrastructure. If they would just pass this infrastructure bill, he's going to get rid of all the lead pipes. There are no lead pipes. They keep saying that, but there are no lead pipes. High-speed internet for all, including us out here in no man's land. I already have high-speed internet. Buy American and support American. But don't buy American oil. And he cannot build buildings. He cannot improve the infrastructure, the streets, the highways, the byways, and all that. He can't do that without oil. So we're going to spend money. We're still buying Russian oil. Oh, by the way, I heard last night that all the sanctions he put on Russia did not include the oil. How serious is he about putting Putin where he belongs? No new drilling. He's just making promises. He's, instead of drilling here in the United States, he has worked with other countries around the globe, and they're going to release 30 million barrels from the reserves. And somebody was saying last night the American people use more than that in just a week's time. It gets better as we go backwards here, because I'm on the first page now. I hear the music. I'm not sure if Daniel's going to make it or not. Maria must be keeping him, and that's okay. We're very proud of him. I feel like he's one of my sons. He's the same age as some of them. One of them. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code Bethann, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is Bethann. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code Bethann to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Vitae Foundation continues their stand for life and women who are caught in unplanned pregnancies. Abby Johnson will be the keynote speaker at Vitae Foundation's 30th annual pro-life events, March 22, 2022 at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center in Jefferson City, Missouri. Abby is the author of the national best-selling book Unplanned, as well as the movie based on her book, also titled Unplanned. She tells the story of her powerful conversion from abortion clinic director to outspoken pro-life advocate. Abby believes in the work of Vitae Foundation as they utilize digital marketing strategies to connect abortion-determined women with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Reserve your seat today. You have two chances to attend, luncheon or dinner. Events on March 22nd. Go to adsforlife.org. Abby Johnson will inspire and encourage you. March 22nd in Jefferson City. Before the event sells out, register today at adsforlife.org. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Obviously, Daniel's not going to make it back for Maria, so I don't know if they're pre-recording or what they're doing, some things. But anyway, he is busy there, and he has been busy. Everybody wants to talk about energy now. Well, they started out, some of the people, the hosts that were getting ready to do this. Yeah, honesty is the best policy, you know? But we don't get that from politicians, usually. Not even the ones you think you're going to get it from. We just don't. So they were talking about signature moments in previous State of the Union addresses. And I don't know how you felt. It was kind of an awkward time when he took the presidency over, and that was President Ford. I like the man. Maybe it's because he couldn't golf. I don't know. Hit some reporter in the head with a golf ball. I don't know.
It was an awkward time, all right.
It was very awkward. Yeah, I've fallen down a few times, and I've been very honest with you. I cheat at mini golf, and if you play mini golf with me, it's just assumed. I'm very honest about it. We're going to cheat. But I don't win. I don't cheat to win. I just cheat not to look so bad. But he was honest. And he got in front of him and he said, the State of the Union is not good. And it wasn't. It was not good. But when Obama did it, he gave, just saying, he said, regarding corporations, it wasn't good because they were getting too much, says the party that feeds the corporations. Ginsburg fell asleep. And then said it was because she partied earlier and had too much alcohol. That's what you want to hear from your Supreme Court justices. Obama, again, it was Joe Wilson that stood up and said, lawyer! Oh, that was a big deal. And, of course, Trump's last State of the Union, when Pelosi got up and made center stage the tearing up of the people's property, the government, the Constitution. She tore up his speech. She said it was full of lies. There was no truth in it. So the congressional folks pre-speech were all smiles and buddies, patting each other on the back and laughing and carry on, because it's just like, I don't know many of you remember Helen Chenoweth, but she told a man who was with a foundation for property rights, you might remember the name, G.B. Oliver, she told him one time when he went to D.C. to visit, she says, you see what you see? This is a good old boys club. They're only enemies when they're in front of the camera. Other than that, they're drinking together, patting each other on the back together, laughing and carrying on. And that's what I kind of saw last night. Inflation is 65%. And I think it's supposed to be 6.5%, but it's really higher. No, it's maybe 65 because...
No, 6.5.
But it was at 7 a few weeks ago. Did it go down?
But I don't know. But 65%.
Biden only has a 37% approval rating, but he claimed victory over no masks. The science leads. They're always following the science. It just happens to be political science that they're fine. Freedom over tyranny. They didn't say that. That's my words. There was lots of clapping. He put down Putin. He went after Putin verbally, just mirror. But he's going to keep buying oil from him. And that money's going to be used for his fight against the Ukrainians. He said the American people will stand up for Ukraine. And there were several of them there wearing the blue and the yellow. He was praising NATO for coming together on this. And he was putting down isolationism around the world. He's all for globalism. Well, this is President Trump's statement regarding last night. The rhinos, the warmongers, and fake news continue to blatantly lie and misrepresent my remarks on Putin because they know this terrible war being waged against Ukraine would have never happened on my watch. I love his confidence. They did absolutely nothing as Putin declared much of Ukraine an independent territory. There should be no war waging now in Ukraine, and it's terrible for humanity that Biden, NATO, and the West have failed so terribly in allowing it to start. Instead of showing strength and toughness, they declared the global warming hoax as the number one threat to global security. Well, they might be right about that, security, because they're getting a lot of money on that. Killed American energy independence. And then made Europe, the U.S., and the rest of the world dependent on Russian oil. It is not, this is not Trump, this is Beth. That is not a mistake on their part. They did exactly what they intended to do from day one. They laid down the welcome mat, according to Trump, and gave Russia the opening. And now Putin may be getting everything he wanted, with Ukraine and the rest of the world suffering the consequences. It's terrible. But this is what you get with Biden, the Democrats, and the rhino warmongers. They want war. If for one thing, it keeps you busy, and it keeps those strong young men somewhere else besides here in America. There was an old song when I was in high school. I can't remember who did it. It was a country song. I think it might have been Loretta Lynn. Promises, promises, that's all I ever get. That's all I ever get. Politicians are good at making promises. State of the Union address is not about all this other stuff. It's supposed to be about the economy in America. We have reached now a little more than $30 trillion in our national debt. And the deficit continues to increase. They don't care. They do not care. He's going to do everything he can in his power to help with the pain the American people are feeling through legislation, through regulations, through control of your land, your property, your jobs, and your families. He didn't mention, he said, we can't be divided over COVID. Who did the dividing over COVID? The Democrats. They're still doing it. Who was it that declared that any parent who approached a school board member was a domestic terrorist? Who was it that claimed the insurrection was an insurrection when it was not? It was riot, but it was not an insurrection. We're seeing an insurrection in Ukraine by Russia, and he doesn't care if he kills children, women, or whoever. It's time for us to take a stand for America and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.